Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Hi there. So you may have already noticed that I sound sick, and that is because I am sick. And I have had so much going on that I hadn't pre-recorded this week's Carlosophies ep. And so, excuse the sniffing, gross. I've literally gone from bed to couch today. And this is going to be a really quick one because I want to share something with you that has really profoundly changed my life. And it's so fucking simple and so profoundly difficult. And that is honoring my word to myself. So even though I am feeling totally and utterly shithouse today, I still made my bed and got up, standing in front of the mic, head pounding, to record this episode of Carlosophies, because my word to myself matters. You know, it's not a big deal if I skipped an episode of Carlosophies. It might not seem a big deal if I skipped making my bed just for one day while I'm sick. But this shit matters. The way I show up in life, even when I'm feeling shit, matters. And I have so much compassion for myself. I have so much compassion for myself, for sure. And a lot of the time, I have no problems giving myself a break. I have no problems taking it easy. This is not some kind of alpha type, go, go, go human here who stands before you. It is that I truly honor my word to myself. And sometimes that's really hard, particularly when all I want to be doing is lying on the couch watching Vanderpump Rules, and instead I'm here. Because this matters to me. This matters to me. Whether there is nobody listening and nobody would even notice that an episode didn't go live today, though I know there's a few of you who would message me and go, is everything okay? There's no Carlosophies episode. But the truth of the matter is I'm not necessarily standing here for you, though, of course, I show up at this mic for you. I'm standing here for me. I'm standing here for me to stay true to my word to myself. So short and sweet, this is an opportunity for you to evaluate your own life, and this is not an excuse for you to push, because I also believe in letting things go. You know, I'm a huge advocate for not having a full plate, and you know, I'm also a big advocate for leaving things behind that are no longer serving you. But I'm also a big advocate of integrity and staying in integrity. And for me, this podcast is integral to my mental well-being, self-expression. It's a tool of self-expression, and self-expression is vitally important for my mental wellness. And I've just had a total brain fart. But the bed is the same thing, right? Like it is just a visual reminder of my word to myself, and it matters. I want to stay in integrity to me and to you, but to me. So an invitation today to have a look at where you drop the ball when life gets a bit hard, and are they balls you want to drop? And are there any daily habits that you could, well, not daily because this isn't daily, but are there any, oh God, I'm sweating now. Are there any, you know, rituals or things like that, because language is escaping me, that you could introduce and really lock yourself into, not in a I'm being suffocated by the duty and responsibility of this, but instead seeing it as a way to stay in integrity with yourself. All right, well, I'm going to go back and lie on the couch now. That's it for me today. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.